What do you call the little thing that springs up after a rain that's umbrella-shaped?
Mushrooms.
And what if it's poisonous and you can't eat it?
Toad stews.
Anything else? Like frog
stews? Frog stews. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, what? Oh, I think I already did that one. The things that people smoke are?
Cigarettes.
Or the long brown one?
Cigar.
Okay. And if somebody offered to do you a favor and you didn't want him to do it because then you'd have to do something for him in return, you might say, I don't want to be
in debt to him.
What's another way to say that?
Beholden.
Okay. Do you say that?
I doubt that I would.
Mm-hmm. That's a good old word, though.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody asks you about a certain job and asked if you were able, you might say, sure, I
can do that.
Mm-hmm. And if, on the other hand, you're not able, you might say, No, I'm not able to do that. Or, no,
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And if, on the other hand, you were unwilling, you might say, no, I
don't want to do that.
Or, like the contraction of will not, no, I
won't do that.
Okay. And if somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, you might reply, well, I got up at sunrise and I've all I'm going to do today.
I've done all I'm going to do today.
Okay, you wouldn't say done worked?
I don't believe so.
I've done worked. And if there had been a very bad accident, a person who arrived on the scene might say there's no reason to call a doctor because the victim is
already dead.
You wouldn't say done dead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, in a dangerous situation, you might say to a person, you blank, be careful.
You better be careful or you must be careful. Or you should be careful. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if two little boys were talking about going through a graveyard at night, one might say, I dare you to go, but I bet you
won't do it.
Do you have a negative form of dare? Like dacent or darent?
Double dare is the only thing I can think of. The only thing I would say, I believe.
Dare not?
You might say dare not, but...
Mm-hmm. Not very many people do come up with anything for that. Let's see, and you might say to somebody, you're not doing what you blank to do.
You should do.
Or?
Should not do.
Or another word for should?
You ought to do.
Mm-hmm. Or the negative, you
ought not to do it.
Okay. And if you did something that was hard work and somebody was just standing there watching, then when you finished, you might turn around to him and say, you have helped me.
You could have helped me.
Or another word for could.
You should have helped me.
Or another word beginning with an M.
You might have helped me.
Yes. And how do you ask this one? You might say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get the yard work finished.
I will.
Using the one beginning with an M that you just used.
I might get the yard work.
Would you say you might could?
No.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of bird that can see in the dark with big eyes?
Owl.
And do you know different types of owls?
Well, there's a... Hootin' owl.
Mm-hmm. Is there a little bitty one?
Well, if so, I'm not familiar with it.
With a high-pitched voice?
Screech owl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you call the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Is there another name for that?
It may be, but I'm sorry, I don't know birds very well.
Do you ever use pecker wood?
Possibly, but not often. I believe it would come near being woodpecker.
Would it? Do you ever use that as an insult for people?
Yes, it has been used as an insult.
What does it mean?